Hello, hello, KDVS listeners. Welcome back to Coast, hosted by Spiral Scratch.
And Naima Money with special guest.
DJ Indecisive.
What's up, DJ Indecisive? Now, where are you from, DJ Indecisive?
The Woo. Just kidding. Woodland, California.
Is that its unofficial nickname, The Woo?
Some people, in my generation, when I was in high school, that was a thing. I never partook, but yeah.
Do people ever say I'm a woo-foo? Like, do people say that or no?
The word woo and foo are used, yes.
Imagine being used together, because I know, I'm from Whittier, and everyone's like, I'm a Whittier foo. Like, people actually talk like that. People are like, I'm a Whittier foo. Like, all these Whittier foos be doing this. Oh, like Woodland and Foo, like mixed together?
It's like they say the Woo because there's a lot of
games. Oh, my Woo. Oh, I see.
Is there a Wu-Tang clan in Woodland?
No. Unfortunately, no. Oh.
Let's talk about Whittier, California. Not Whittier. Oh, my God. Woodland,
wow.
California.
Put some respect on my town name.
So, DJ Indecisive, what do you have to say about the Woo and how different it is from, like, Davis?
So, it is very different from Davis, just in the population itself. Uh-huh. It's very primarily Hispanic. But over the years, gentrification has taken place. So, sadly, a lot of my favorite places are going away and people are being forced out low-key because of high inflation.
Yeah.
But, you know, Woodland's my home. It's very quiet. Agriculture, we got Yolo County Fair, you know, we got all that.
I think we know a little something about the Yolo County Fair. Somewhere where we were invited to by DJ Indecisive herself.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the Yolo County Fair. What do we do at Yolo County Fair?
We eat corn dogs.
We eat corn dogs.
And we drink lemonade and we ride the zipper.
That was actually my first time being on the zipper.
What was your experience like?
It was like really fun, honestly. But then it was like really crazy too. Because I haven't been on like an amusement park ride in like years. So that was like my first one in like a long time.
It's always funny when like the cart sounds like it's going to break. But it doesn't.
Oh,
and that's why it's funny, because it never does.
But there was one thing
so much
about me and Naima's money's ride. It was that there was this random water bottle that in our like little like cart, and as
Dude,
the zipper was like the booth was like spinning around, the water bottle like kept flying in the air.
Yeah, it did. Like,
kept,
it was like hitting us
in the head.
Painful. No, how are we gonna grab it, because we were strapped in?
Yeah,
we had like a seatbelt on. No, but like I was, how could we like bend all the way down, because it'd be on the floor. There was a time where it was like right by my head, and I was like thinking about getting it, but like it's like, where am I gonna put it? Like I'd rather hold on to like the little restraints than like hold on to a water bottle, I guess.
When we got out, I thought about like throwing it out just because I was like so frustrated about it, but then I just decided that'll be the next rider's problem.
Right, but did you see like that the people who let us off were like, oh, like what's a water bottle doing in here? And they took it.
Oh,
I thought.
Did they?
They did. Yeah, they were like, oh, like I didn't. Like, is that your water bottle? They were like, you forgot that. And I was like, no, that's not mine. Like, it was just in there. And they're like, oh, oops.
I don't know if I'm just old, or if like they were not meant to be messing with that ride, because we were on the ride and they did. I felt like more than three rounds of the circling, like going around. And by the last ones, I was like, damn, am I old? I can't be on here anymore. I really feel like it's going to be bad if I stay on here. And I was telling Gail that while we were both screaming, and she's like, we'll make it through. And I was like about to die.
Really, was it like longer than usual, you think?
Yeah.
I think it's usually just one less, or like one or two less.
Oh.
But because by the time I knew it was going to end, I was like, wait, why are we still going for another full round of it? You know? Because I think each round is like three turns.
Uh-huh.
So we did, usually it's like six turns, and it turned into like nine turns.
No, I felt like so discombobulated.
Yeah, it felt pretty long. It was pretty thrilling, but honestly, I feel like the wait felt like it was worth it just because of how long it is. Like, I hate it when I'm waiting for such a long time in line, and then the ride is, like, 10 seconds.
Super short, yeah.
So this was, it felt kind of worth it. Like, honestly, the other ride that we went on, where we just went, like, up and down, that one was, like, okay, like, we did it because it was our last tickets, but I think, like, in a normal situation, I would not have chosen that ride because it was so, like, fast. And
it was fine. We didn't have to wait for that.
We didn't have to wait for it. Like, we just showed up, but definitely as a very short ride. So I would say, yeah, it was worth the wait because there was no wait. But, yeah, that's how I felt about it.
But the food was fire.
I did not actually eat any of the food.
The corn dogs. The corn dogs so good.
Like, thing that I gave you,
the pretzel?
No, it was like that little wrap, huh? It was like a chicken wrap. It was all right. I had a bite of it, and I didn't really like it that much, actually.
Yeah, the only go-to foods at the fair, I feel like, are the hot... Not the hot dogs. The corn dogs. The lemonade and maybe the, what's that cake? Not
funnel cake,
but funnel cake. Yes, funnel cake.
I love funnel
cake. Yeah.
I will say though, I feel like it's pretty hard to mess up funnel cake because it's just like, what, flour and then you like fry it. And that's how like people don't really make like a fried Oreo that misses because it's literally just like a fried Oreo. Like it's the same every time. But also, it's really good. I really like it. It's like nostalgic for me to have funnel cake. And I didn't try it. I wish I would have, but... I had actually a really good coffee there, I was gonna say. Like, I got like a dirty chai, yeah, it was really, really good. I was surprised, but I saw that they kind of did this thing where they were traveling to other fairs because they had a whole schedule. I wish I could remember what the coffee place was called, but it was really, really good. Like, I would get it again. Yeah.
What do you guys want to explore more of Woodland? Or like,
probably the thrift stores there.
Wait, you've talked about those thrift stores so many times, and I feel like there's been so many times I'm like, oh, that's fire, and you're like, I got it from this thrift store in Woodland, and I'm just like...
Yeah, the thrifting scene seems like way better than Davis.
Yeah, thrifting in Woodland is definitely better than Davis, because Davis, there's only like...
It's all like one overpriced good resellers. One, really.
Yeah, and it's like the main like store, you know, where... But in Woodland, they have one really old school one that's been there since I was a kid. And there, every time you go, they make it even cheaper because they give you a coupon. So you can reuse the same coupon each time you go. Like, they want you to. Like, that's the point. Yeah.
The Woodland gang should reunite once more.
We need to go back to Woodland, guys. Stargirl. We just saw Stargirl today. We had Froyo together. Should have said something. Now I'm like, damn, awkward. But it's because I did not plan this outing. It was DJ Aura. DJ Aura was like, I want to get Froyo. Like,
and then it was
let's
a
get
chance
Froyo.
Encounter.
Yeah, it was just like a chance type of thing, and it ended up being me, Indecisive, DJ Aura.
Those are always like some of the best hangouts. When accidentally meet up with someone, and then you just like go together.
Actually, yeah, that's what... Okay, like I know it's like super off topic, but DJ Aura was telling me that they ran into Stargirl, DJ Vera, Micah, and then someone else, I forgot who, but like they ran into them. No, I think it was just them actually, like at Target, and they started like hanging out the entire day, and that's how they made the plans to get Froyo. Yeah. But it's just because they ran into each other at Froyo, and they were like, oh, like, go with us. And I guess DJ Vera even gave DJ Aura a ride home or something. It's like, oh, it's pretty awesome. Pretty chill. But the one thing I really want to try in Woodland, besides the thrift, is La Cora Tacos. Because I was just saying, there's this foodie YouTuber that I used to watch because I'm not sure from the LA area, because I've seen several of her videos where it's like, oh, like, best, like, boba in the 626 area, best this in the 626 area, best this in LA. And I was like, okay, she's like a SoCal girl, but she's not. I found out she's from the Bay Area, and she actually went to school in UC Davis. And there's this vlog that's on YouTube. It was actually so funny to see because she was like, it was only a few months ago, and it was like her and her husband walking through Davis. And her husband had met in Davis, like in class together.
That's crazy.
And they like are now they're married. Like, that's insane to me. The fact that people meet the person they're going to marry in college. That was like my parents too. They also met in college. Anyways. But yeah, the first place they reviewed wasn't even in Davis. It was La Cora Taco Truck in Woodland. And I remember they were like, I know it's not in Davis, but like, this was the only thing I was looking forward to. And after they ate it and they tried a bunch of other stuff in Davis, they were like, this is like the best thing I had all day. But they didn't go to places I expected them to go to in Davis. Like, they didn't go to like Thai Canteen or I don't know, but they went to Yankee Dumpling. Oh, we were getting a call.
But yeah, I'm craving getting
like shrimp and fish tacos now.
I feel like those are better tacos in the coast. You need to be near a coast.
That is true. Probably like, I don't know, what do you think is like the best taco meat?
Taco meat? Which one? Oh, I love that place. It's so good. It's El Salvadoreño, right? Yeah, but it's really good. Like, it's so funny because it's in the middle of... Oh, okay, hey. So it's really funny because it's in the middle of just like a parking lot, and there's nothing around it. And it's just like a really small building, right? But it's really good.
That sounds awesome.
I actually want to go out
looking for some. Which one? Which one you say? Sorry.
So Naima Money, what do you think is the best taco meat?
The pumpkin. Honestly, bro, I feel like a classic is carne asada because I like beef. Yeah. But chicken tacos are good. Fish tacos can be really good. Tacos, like I'd be like, too. Yeah, they are. Fried shrimp tacos. I always be getting those. There's actually a farmer's market in Whittier where I had these really good shrimp tacos. They were so good. And they were inspired by this taco truck that's in LA. It was just in Whittier. And like I had it for breakfast, which was crazy. It was like 8 a.m. and I had a taco. But it was so good. So good. I'm going to be running down Pupuseria.
It's like a primarily Latino area.
We got to do a Woodland food tour.
We got to do another Woodland run.
Sorry, I just gave the phone to you. Like,
thank you, too.
Sorry,
it seems like
it's okay. I was like, they know what's good. Like they were talking about the pupusa they buy that it's like a squash or pumpkin flour, which is actually something we do a lot in Mexican culture, but this is Salvadorian culture. But yeah, it's interesting to see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seems like the food scene is really
love a good pupusa.
Amazing in Woodland.
Yeah, Woodland food tour. When are we going to Woodland and trying stuff?
But
I'm down.
Food is even better in Sac.
At your like uncle's restaurant. Did you know that Alexa's like uncle has a rest? I mean, what? DJ Indecisive's uncle has a restaurant in Sac. Name drop doxed. But it's fire. Me, Micah, and DJ Indecisive all went there one time after getting our ears pierced.
Awesome.
And I got my thirds.
And they also have, I think in Sac,
they have... We kind of have to go more towards South Sac outside of Midtown, but there's a lot of places that it's not as expensive to eat up, but there's taco places that are just... They're just cooking outside or there's taco trucks and they're really, really good.
Yeah. Let's talk about another great Woodland, what was it? Oh my god.
Woodland woo?
What's that word that's like, not staple, but it's like, oh, another Woodland landmark. Costco.
Costco, yeah, Woodland has the closest Costco you can go to.
It's pretty awesome Costco.
One time we all went to Costco, this entire group and Stargirl. Which Stargirl is low-key a host of Coast to Coast, not for any longer though, because Coast to Coast.
Peace.
This is honestly the last show for Coast to Coast I can go to because I can't be here next week.
Wait.
I'm gonna be home.
Ooh, I might not be. Ooh.
Oh damn.
Subtime.
So, maybe this is the last Coast to Coast show of all time.
Of all time. Ooh.
What?
Oh, unfortunate. We're pulling the plug, guys.
You know what? I may have to be here to substitute that.
Ooh.
If you're down to sub it, DJ Indecisive, maybe DJ Indecisive will make an appearance next week once again.
Maybe.
If you're down.
But anyways, yeah, Costco, pretty awesome. We tried the new cookie.
That cookie was good.
The double chunk chocolate cookie.
Yes.
Wait, what was your guys' Costco's orders?
Double chunk chocolate cookie and a chicken bake. And also a coffee that I shared with Stargirl.
I don't know why, but I remember eating like an absurd amount of food at Costco. Like I got like a hot dog, a cookie, like a soda, and like even one of those like mocha lattes.
I think you did get a lot actually.
Yeah.
We were just vibing in the back though. I got strawberry ice cream, I think.
Oh, really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Sorry, I was just gonna say, I didn't even know you got all that. I thought you only got a hot dog.
No,
I remember not. I was like, whoa, like, you must have not spent that much because it was just like a hot dog. No. Which I still haven't tried a Costco hot dog before. I hear they're actually really good, but I've never tried one in my entire life.
There is pre-hot dog. In your life can be divided in two periods. Pre-Costco hot dog and post-hot Costco hot dog.
I need to admit something, guys.
Yeah, can you admit it?
I need to admit, a ton of people will, I don't like hot dogs.
Okay, that's actually fine.
It's funny because I hype up the fair corn dog, but that's the only time I eat something like that. Because
it's all fried, right?
Yeah. I love corn dogs because of like the breading around it, but something about hot dogs freaks me out because have you guys seen that show How It's Made?
Oh.
Yeah, I watched that when I was a kid and it showed me how they made hot dogs and stuff, so I was like,
Do you not like sausages?
Like, okay, let's say if that was the only food I had, I will eat it. Will I order it? No. Korean corn dogs, I do.
What about the hot dogs? Is it like the casing or like is it like all the leftover meat that's inside?
I think if the meat is too squishy or if like it's gray or something, I just don't want to eat it. But depends, because it's really weird because I can eat a corn dog.
That's why I don't like Vienna sausages. Those are...
the really small ones?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, speaking of sausages, like, I really don't like it when the casing is, like, thick on a sausage. And you can, like, taste, like, the difference between, like, the casing and then the inside meat. It's just, like, it's not a comfortable feeling. You're like, I know how this was made. But... I know, right? My dad loves himself a good sausage. Mm-hmm. He, guys ever had sausages with like pineapple inside?
Oh yeah.
My dad always buys those. They're actually really good in my opinion, but sometimes they're spicy too. Spicy main. Low key. Yeah, I kind of is. It's like basically the exact same ingredient. Well, I don't know. But I want to try the hot dogger in Davis really badly. Did you hear that Guy Fieri like reviewed it? But I've heard that it's kind of like maybe not the most like worth it in terms of price point mark. But
did you hear Pookie's story about what he witnessed at the hot dogger?
Wait, I was there, I think, because what you're talking about.
Oh, you were there.
Are you talking about?
We were walking out of like the boba shop and Esub and Pookie looked back and saw them going.
Yeah, people were macking at the hot dogger. They were getting hot dogged at the hot dogger.
That's wild.
It was insane to witness, and it was like actually crazy, like that we were there to witness that moment.
It was kind of unhinged.
It was very unhinged. I was like, "Why are y'all up on each other like this?" But also,
this was like 5 p.m. in the day.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, but
you can see it literally through the window.
We all saw it, but also.
I think it was like two cashiers.
I'm still down to have... Bruh, this actually reminds me of a crazy like work story. Actually, it's not even that crazy. One time I was working like the 7 a.m. shift and I'm there with one of my coworkers, Monse. You've met Monse before, right? But I was there with Monse. And I remember we're just like talking, like chilling. Actually, it's probably like right before 10 a.m. But we see these other like their shift leads. And then one of the shift leads comes behind the other and starts like literally like massaging them, like hugging them from behind. And then I see like the one in the front turning their head and they start making out. I'm like, bro, this is a coho. Like there's like no like customers in there yet, but it was just insane to witness because it was just not like where I saw that relationship going. Like this was genuinely in plain sight. And then it was so hard to look away too. We were literally like, wait, what are they doing up there? But I don't really get workplace romances. I've never had one. I don't know. Have you guys ever had a workplace romance? Because I've never
had one, but my coworker tried.
Tried. So that means it failed.
Yes. No. Damn. No. It was at my library job.
The pupil?
No, my normal library job.
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about Woodland, California. Yeah. Do you have anything to say about Woodland? Any good spots?
Any good spots in Woodland?
Yeah.
No.
Wow, the people is not with Woodland. That place is really good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The original one is
at the Guadalajara.
He knows the original.
In Woodland, they do indie wrestling shows. So shout out them if you listen.
Indie wrestling.
Wait, I remember something about that. Were they called right? Yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm actually trying to go to this. We really need to do a Woodland food tour. Okay, I feel like this is just like a wake up call. We need to go to Woodland and try everything, right? The people too, guys. This is a squad right here.
Why are there so many goats in one room right
Literally,
now?
Literally, so many goats.
But anyways,
so many unks.
Damn.
All of us.
I love being a junior.
A junior?
I keep forgetting.
Yeah. You think I'm like a senior this entire time, yeah, right?
No,
that actually makes me
really
sad.
We're like the same age, though, basically.
Yeah. Me and Naima.
Yeah. We're only like 2 weeks apart. Less than 2 weeks apart.
March 26th.
You forgot. I remembered immediately because it's my brother's birthday.
Wait, oh my god, that's crazy.
My little brother, except that this brother and I have like a 12-year difference, so it's kind of crazy, but we got like a 2-week difference. Yeah, we have a closer, but also in a year, yeah. Because you're like March 18th. No, wait, we're 5 days apart.
It's crazy. Yeah, okay.
But technically, if you're going to get technical with it, we're 360 days away because you're older than... Because you're older than me.
So I was 1 year exactly. Wait, no.
No,
almost a year when you were born.
Yeah. Yeah, almost exactly 1 year old. But not 1 year.
So do you have any classic hangout spots in Woodland? Where are like good spots to be at?
Okay, a good spot to go if you just want to chill. I think you kind of have to go out in the country. If you go, let's say you're on Main because it's easier to like dictate where Main Street is. Go all the way down Main, starting from the like Costco area side.
Yeah.
And then keep going till you see just dirt roads. And there's a little cute fruit stand there if you keep going.
Yeah.
And during summer they sell like strawberries and all that. But during sunset, it's a good area to like just park your car and eat because you just watch the sunset go down.
It's actually awesome.
Yeah. Lots of
Wait,
that.
Can we do like a sunset like mukbang?
Wait, Woodland? Yes. And La Cora is right next to that area too.
Wait, how far?
Our last spot.
Oh my god.
Wait, like we walk, imagine?
No. Wait, this is actually possible.
Is there any like beautiful place to see the sunset in Woodland?
Honestly, any dirt road extension, or there's a lot of cute parks. The park next to me isn't amazing to see the sunset, but
are those like good spots to like bum around in?
What, the park next to me?
Just like, yeah, just those like dirt roads and stuff.
Oh yeah, you can do whatever. You just go crazy.
Awesome.
They do this thing where it's crawdad fishing. You just grab crawdads if you go by the creek. Yeah, I guess kids do that a lot if you live out in the country.
Awesome. I'm honestly scared of holding a crawdad, but Chris Money has made me hold one many times. And every time, yeah, they do that. They did pinch me. Oh, really? Oh my gosh, the crawdads. And they're like bright red, right? It's so funny seeing how red they are. I don't know why. Like, I kind of thought it would be like the way a lobster is, where they're not bright red before you eat them.
It's like a very deep red.
Yeah, right? It's crazy.
This family they went to the lake one day and they caught like, I don't know, 40 of them. And then they cooked them that same day. And
awesome.
I was shocked.
That must be like really good seafood.
That's what Chris Money told me too, that his family like will catch them and cook them every time. And they'll be really good apparently, but they're so tiny. I don't know. I feel like eating tiny animals is kind of like, it would be hard for me. Because you need to like crack them individually open, and it's just like a whole process. Like you have to put so much effort into that bite.
Just going like
but
that.
Hopefully it's worth it. I've never tried a crawdad before. Maybe like if the taste is worth it. But one time I had like, but it's actually such a bad story. I think I've talked about this before when I accidentally had raw crab, but then I think that was really bad for me. But it's because I didn't realize you had to cook it first. I thought you could just eat it. And then I forgot there was like a station where I was at where you were supposed to cook the crab. But anyways.
Did you get food poisoning?
I actually didn't, but I've had like raw food before and survived. Like open rice kitchen, my raw pork experience.
Oh no, that's pretty bad. You could have gotten like tapeworms from that.
That's what I hear. Eel? Oh, I have had eel, yeah. Like, I work at a sushi place, and I have eel, like, every once in a while. Not that often, honestly, because I don't eat the sushi there that much, but I've had eel many a time.
Honestly, eel is probably, like, my favorite fish to eat.
Oh, really?
I just like the texture of eel.
They're really, like, chewy, right?
Well, I don't know. I feel like it kind of, like, not flaky per se, but, like, I don't know. It has this nice, like, buttery texture to it that I think it's, like, really good.
It almost tastes like chicken to me.
Chicken, yeah. It also tastes like good. It doesn't have like any like, it's not that strong, you know. It's not particularly like fishy.
Yeah, I like crab.
Crab is good. I honestly prefer crab over lobster.
Me too.
Lobster's overrated.
It has this like grainy texture to it.
But have you guys ever had lobster bisque?
What's that? I actually don't know.
It's like lobster soup, yeah.
Oh.
I went to this place one time. Have you guys been to Fogo de Chão?
No.
It's like a Brazilian steakhouse. One time I went there. I don't know what happened. My dad got like this like really good gift card. A Brazilian steakhouse?
Yeah, where is it?
Oh, where is it? This was like in Orange County.
Oh,
like, I want to say it was in the city of Orange, but I think it's a chain because I've heard about people going there like on dates and stuff. So I'm like, there's no way they're all from LA. But
how do you know?
I don't know. I should ask. I should see, because I thought it was a chain. It doesn't seem like a place where there'd just be one, but
yeah,
it's kind of crazy. Like, it's this place where they basically just keep bringing you meat. Like, they literally had this, like, little, like, button that you had. And if the check was up, if it was green, then they would just bring you meat without, like, stopping. And then if you turned it over, then they'd, sorry, they would stop bringing you meat, and it would be like, oh, I don't want meat anymore. But they had lobster bisque there. It was so
is
good.
Is it one of those like steak towers?
Yeah, it's like they cut from it. They come with like big steak towers and they cut from it. And the meat there is really, really good.
They have one in Sacramento.
Really? Brazilian steakhouse?
Yeah. I think it's called Bampas.
They're good, but definitely it's one of those things where it's like you should go on a special event, because not to talk about monetary values on air, but definitely it's one of those things that
You reserve
for that moment, because you can't always be making that investment like every day. You know
that,
what I mean?
You know?
Yeah, you can't do that every day.
So
it's good though.
DJ Indecisive, rate the Woodland experience from 1 to 10.
I think if you like a quiet environment, I'd give it a 9. If you are more into like city environments and not really into agricultural spaces or like being outside, then I would probably give it more of a 5.
And that was the Woodland episode of Coast to Coast, hosted by Spiral Scratch,
Naima Money,
with special guest
DJ Indecisive, a woodland native.
Thank you for listening to KDVS Davis at 90.3 FM. Have a great day, if you'd like, of course. Thank you.
The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Francisco Dominguez, Radio Informar. I'm very happy to be here today. It's, I had to take my last show off, so I haven't been here in a month, but it feels good to be here. And today I'm going to do a show talking about political music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way up into present, because, you know, we have an election coming up. There's a lot at stake. There's a lot at stake in this country. There's a lot of things going on in this country that aren't so good, you know. So we're going to start off with a song. It is titled Alabama, and it's by the late, great John Coltrane. And John Coltrane was one of the greatest musicians, jazz musicians of all time. And he wrote this song